If you are one of the 20,000 people who has purchased an AC1 plate carrier and you want to modify it, you want to add some stuff to it, there's this fun little adapter that you can buy from Whiskey24, WTF gear. This is the Molly AC1 back panel adapter, which gives you a bunch of Molly on the backside, just like the name indicates. Some little Velcro or loop Velcro and some elastic on the side and a loop field for flag patches. So what this does is you could drop it onto your AC1 back panel and then you can add whatever Molly pouches that you want. Now, before we get into this, it's important to note that the AC1 was originally designed as a slick plate carrier. We did not design this plate carrier, you know, going into it as a, you know, full direct action loadout with, you know, zip-on back panels and Molly on the rear for flashbang pouches and a bunch of other stuff. But there is a time and a place to have Molly on the rear of your plate carrier, even if it's just to mount little pouches to help with organization or certain kinds of equipment, or just carrying a Camelback bladder and having water on your plate carrier directly. So if you're not a fan of just running around with a slick rear plate carrier, which I really like, really nice to sit into vehicles with a plate carrier that's completely slick and easier to wear underneath jackets and stuff. You could purchase this little sucker and then add it to the rear of your plate carrier and you can add some extra stuff. So here's kind of how it works. We're gonna go ahead and mount it to this particular AC1. So the design for this back panel is, this is going to scoop on top of the plate bag, and this is going to be sitting on top of the plate bag. So what that's going to require is we actually undo the shoulder pads so that we can fit this over, because the shoulder pads are going to be fitting through here like so. So I am going to have to undo them, which is very straightforward. So then you're going to route these through. And there is some loop Velcro on the inside of the back panel that is going to attach to the loop field on the back of the AC1. So you just want to get past that. And then you're going to bring it down nice and snug so that the cap portion is fitting on the plate. So all the weight is suspended off of that. And then what you're going to do is you're going to undo the pocket for the armor. You're going to take the rear panel, and that's going to mate up just fine with the section here in the rear. And then this is going to tuck up underneath into the plate pocket, and that's going to give it a nice tight fit. And that is going to give you, just undo the radio, a Molly panel on the rear of the plate carrier. Now, there's a couple downsides to this. One is, due to the shape of this right here, there is very little Molly at the top of the panel. A little bit less than maybe your standard plate carrier out there, or Cry plate carrier, something like that. So you don't have six rows of Molly here at the top of the panel. So when it comes to mounting something like flashbangs, if you wanted to run flashbang pouches like these inexpensive Eagle pouches, these are Marine Corps issue, it's really handy. You can't really run a bunch of these off of the top because there isn't Molly positioned here at the top where the Velcro is. You actually only have four rows of Molly here at the front, and then that drops down into six. So if you want to mount along the top, you can really only fit two flashbangs somewhat reasonably. I have tucked them off to the sides, starting them here, actually underneath the actual panel itself, and that kind of works. And you can kind of stretch them out and get three. That's definitely something to think about if you are trying to run flashbangs. The most reasonable thing to really run off of this that I have found, and that I think just from a sort of a practical standpoint, is water. Some sort of Camelback system of some kind. It could be something like this pouch from Sword. This is just a really simple Molly Camelback pouch. And this can attach just fine here at the top. And it's about the same length as the AC1, so it's a really slick format and profile, and that is just really handy. And I still have my Molly on the back for my flag patch if that I need to run one, or a giant colored one maybe. If I have something outdated like this SNS, this thing's actually super cool, but I don't believe they make this anymore. Same thing, it's sort of a smaller Camelback form factor. I even still have some space here on the side because this is a six wide, six Molly row or column wide panel, So I still have some room there on the side. I could even favor it to one side and then have two. That's nifty. One thing that I've actually used this for is medical. So on this carrier right here, I have a SO Tech, not SOE, I think it's SO Tech, med pouch. This can actually be retrieved from either side, which is pretty nifty. It is a larger med kit, but it's also pretty flat, so sitting in a vehicle is not too bad. But then I actually have a med kit that I can get to at any time, and I'm not dedicating any space to the front of my plate carrier for medical because I have it on the rear. I'm able to keep the rear pretty flat. I have a small admin pouch here at the top, which is empty until I need to put something in it. Just because you have a pouch doesn't mean you have to put stuff in it. But usually it has just like little organizational stuff because that's really why I run a back panel. And here's a flashbang pouch mounted to the side of the actual back panel itself to kind of show you guys how that works. So if you wanted to run a banger, you could. If you're like a law enforcement guy or something. This one just has one of those IWI ones, which I believe people can't get anymore, which really sucks. So you can just run one off of the side like that. As far as mounting packs, different kinds of packs that have MOLLE, such as the Haley pack, this actually mounts really nicely. Any of the shorter packs out there, Twin Needle, Haley, that aren't full length, like a full length mat pack, can be mounted really nicely to this adapter. This pouch, as you'll see, or this backpack or back panel, as you will see, is pretty long. So on a standard slick plate carrier like the AC1 or something out there, it is going to hang down pretty far. Now, it's not necessarily the end of the world. It is just something to think about. This is not necessarily a pack that I would run on the AC1. I would run something a little bit shorter, possibly like this Haley rig. And that actually works really well. And as you'll see, can sit nice and flush with the AC1 itself. If you are really running a minimalist, maybe you're someone who likes to mount a radio on the back of your plate carrier, you want to be all traditional-like, that's actually a really good use case for this back panel because you can then drop a large embedder or 152 radio pouch, something like this on there, and you've got some one wrap here for the, you know, cabling, so you run it up to the shoulder strap and then clip into your comms. And there's some elastic here on the sides as well. This is useful for Camelback tubes if you are running hydration or radios. Otherwise, it's not really useful or that useful for anything. If you don't have a need for a specific type of loadout of pouches to go on the back of the AC1, but you want MOLLE there just in case, you can obviously just run it slick like so, and then you still have the loop field on the rear for your various patches, or if you just want to run a big American flag, you're good to go right there. I do have one recommendation. If you are building this out, like initially you buy one of these, you know exactly what pouches you want to put on it, you already have them, I highly recommend assembling it before you put it on the plate carrier. It's just a lot easier than going in here and messing with the laser cut MOLLE. You can do that. It's just easier to build it out and then just slip it onto the plate carrier after it's built, and that's really convenient. That is just something that makes it a little bit easier to put together. And that is one thing about this that I do like. It is one layer of squadron acronym material that is laser cut. So if you are not running pouches on there, you're not really adding any bulk to the AC1. Besides some of the stuff on the sides, it's just nice and slick, and I really do like that. Although I am a big fan of traditional MOLLE that's sewn on the front. One thing you can do, and this is actually kind of nifty, is if you're a Coyote Brown gang, you know, get the Coyote Brown one. We'll have Coyote Brown AC1 soon, full Coyote, you know, color. You can get the U.S. Marine Corps sustainment packs. I actually harvested this off of an issued AVS that I purchased. And that actually fits really nicely on top of this and then gives you the ability to put whatever you want in there. It could be a small hydration bladder. It could be just a bunch of sustainment type crap. But this is actually a pretty nifty back panel solution that can give you quite a bit of capability for not a ton of money. So this is just another option that's kind of nifty. And that's just going to MOLLE on with four little rows of MOLLE onto this just fine.